San Francisco has a long love affair with film noir. The foggy nights and steep hills have provided the perfect backdrop for cynical detectives or slinky femme fatales. The old school genre is updated in The Other Barrio. It's a new film noir that's set in the modern day Mission to tackle issues like gentrification, displacement, and the power of art. Photographer and film producer Lou DeMatteis co-produced it and sat down with KALW's Chris Hambrick to talk about why he feels this film is so important.
Tell me about the plot of this film.
Well, the film is adapted from a story by Alejandro Murguia, who is the current poet laureate of San Francisco, that takes place around the year 2000, around the time of the dot-com boom and crash. But that story was based on a historic fire, the Gartland Apartments fire that took place in 1975, where 12 people were killed. It was ruled arson, but no one was ever caught and prosecuted for it. And then we took his story, adapted it for a film, and it takes place in the present day. It takes place in 2013-14 in San Francisco.
So are there strong differences in the movie versus the story that Alejandro wrote?
Well, Alejandro's was a short story. So we followed that very, very closely. And the thing about the fires, you know, the fire in 1975, well, as you probably know, we're going through another period in the Mission District where there are many, many fires, just one after the other, it seems. So in terms of relating it to what's happened in the Mission today, it was very easy to adapt that. Now, since it was a short story, we didn't have quite enough for a feature film, which is what we wanted to make. So we added another 40% where Alejandro's story ended. We added, the rest of the film so that we made it a full-length feature.
I think what I wanted to talk about is the look of the film. So it's film noir. Was this informed by the story, right?
Well, yeah, the story itself was a noir story. And in terms of the story itself, it also fits very well with the story that's being told. Roberto Morales, he's the protagonist. He's a housing investigator. There's a fire in one of the buildings that is part of his area to investigate. And his boss tells him, listen, I want a report on my desk on Monday, and I want you to list what the fire hazards were and what caused the fire. But as Roberto starts investigating, he finds out that there weren't any outstanding problems and that he, in his opinion, it was arson that started the fire. But his boss and the powers that be, they don't want that to be known. They want it to be swept under the rug.
He's kind of like starting out trying to prove that he wasn't at fault and uncovers these things, but he's got some demons. So he's, you know, it hits all of like the noir kind of themes where it's like smoky, there's a jazz soundtrack, we've got, you know, your anti-hero who's got his own things that he's battling against. And San Francisco has a long history with noir film. We've got, you know, from like The Maltese Falcon and The Big Sleep. Where do you see this film kind of fitting in that canon?
Well, we think it's definitely part of the tradition of noir in San Francisco. So it's a political thriller. It has the noir look. Most of it takes place at night. Most of it is shot at night. And also, like you mentioned, the soundtrack. We have a great soundtrack, Latin jazz soundtrack that's, we call it Latin noir, and that we think works very well with the film.
Tell me more about the music, because I noticed that besides the Latin jazz, there were different kind of musical styles as Morales moved from place to place to kind of set the scene. How did you think about those musical elements?
Well, you know, Alejandro did such a good job on his short story that he really gave us great direction. He wrote it in a noir style, and we were able to use a lot of his dialogue as he wrote it in the book. And he also gave us some pointers, because there's a song that refers to Compay Segundo, who is a Cuban singer. Obviously, when they're talking about Compay, there's music, a Cuban-sounding music in the background.
So in the film, there are lots of shots of Mission businesses and bars, and Why was it important to not fictionalize the things? They've, like, because I live here, I know those spaces existed when, you know, it said that he was at the corner of such and such and such. He was actually there. You didn't play any tricks with
That's
the film.
Correct.
Like, why was that authenticity important?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. I think, you know, the history of noir is, you know, all the films being made in the States at that time, a lot of them were made at the studios. Everything was set up, like you said, everything's set up in the studios and not the actual location. Well, filmmakers that wanted to make their own films and didn't have the money or the desire to do a studio film, I mean, they went on the streets. They went on the streets of New York. They started filming on the streets. And we were sort of in a similar situation of we didn't have money to build sets and shoot on sets. Alejandro's story actually listed places that actually existed. So in some cases, we were just able to lift that straight from the story. And, you know, with the financing that we had, that's really the only way we were able to shoot. But it gives it more of a raw quality. It gives it more of a noir quality. And so even though it's not a documentary, it has a real feel like you're really there, because we were. We were really there. We were on the streets.
In a way, the film seems like it reads as a love letter to the Mission. What were you trying to communicate about the culture of that district?
Almost everyone in the movie has a close contact with the Mission. We all had close connection to this neighborhood that has meant a lot to us. That's very culturally rich and very artistically rich. And so we wanted to try to, I mean, the Mission District really is a character in the film. So we wanted to try to show the good things about it and the dark side too. But yeah, we're all very, very close to that neighborhood and to the cultures and artists that are there. So it was part of what we wanted to try to be successful doing.